Wisdom.
Sin heal, Lord, of thy hope, living, not be put to shame in the age to come.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Be thou to defend me and a house of refuge to save me.
Passed by, he asked what it meant, and they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he crieth so much the more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood, and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus saith unto him, Receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. The Lord said unto his disciples, Beware of men, for they shall lay their hands upon you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and a wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends, and some of ye shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not a hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls.
So
in the name of the Father.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the first chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, we hear the beautiful Christological hymn. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. It's that last, those last two verses, verse 4 and 5, that I want us to think about today. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. The light of Christ does shine in our hearts and in our lives. He is our life, and therefore he is our light. The new martyrs and the new confessors of Russia were individuals who shone with the light of Christ in incredible darkness. There was awful destruction of our churches. There was awful destruction of our clergy, of our laity, anybody who stayed faithful to the traditions of our church. And throughout those terrible decades, thousands, possibly millions of people died simply because they were faithful Christians. And it's easy for us to be overwhelmed by perhaps the isolation that we have as faithful Christian people. Our light is to shine in what is in some ways becoming an ever-gathering darkness. The light of the new martyrs shone against rampant atheism and hatred of Christ. Our light has to shine against incredible ignorance, apathy, and scorn. Sometimes we can feel very alone and very isolated in our Christian lives. We can feel that perhaps only our little light is shining. But they say the darker the room, the brighter the single light that shines within it. And so, as there is in some ways a gathering darkness, so it is more and more important that our light shines. The new martyrs and the new confessors of Russia saw everything destroyed before them. They saw their churches ruined, burnt, and destroyed. They saw their families broken. They themselves sent far away from their villages and their communities, placed in places where there were no churches, where there was nothing that they were familiar with at all. So we need to be very thankful that their light shone incredibly brightly in the previous century, so much so that from their light there is new birth of faith and Christian practice in Russia, and indeed anywhere where Orthodox people have been displaced throughout the world. What is important in the Gospel of St. John is that the light shineth in darkness, but that the darkness comprehendeth it not. What this means is the word comprehended actually means both did not understand, so, and the darkness did not understand the light, but it also means that it did not block out the light. It did not defeat the light. It is in some ways easy for us to feel despair and despondency as secularism gathers pace in our own country, in our own society. And yet, one light can make a vast difference. One light can transform a whole room. And in our society, our lights are important. The harder we work in our prayer, in our fasting, in our sacrifice, in the way that we witness to Christ, the brighter that light will be. And it will fall upon those who need and are receptive to that light. The new martyrs and the new confessors of Russia must have been almost overwhelmed by the destruction that fell upon the church. We must not be overwhelmed. We must be faithful as they were. We must believe as they believed. We must have the strength and conviction of our faith as they had. For in years and perhaps in decades or centuries to come, through our witness, through our hard work as faithful Christians, people will return to our churches and people will come and be bathed in the light of the kingdom of God. So our witness is important. We might consider it to be tiny. We might consider it to be isolated. Sometimes in despair and despondency, we might consider it to be even useless. But actually, it is the most important thing that we can do. So to be faithful, to be strong, to be convinced, to be Orthodox Christians shining with the light of Christ is perhaps the most important work that we can do upon this earth. In the Gospel today, the blind man sees Christ. He does not see the light that we see. He sees an uncreated light, and he knows that the Christ is the Son of God. Though he is blind, he sees. And although the world is blind, when we shine with the light of Christ, they will perceive. They will see the kingdom. So let us shine brightly, because the more brightly we shine with the light of Christ, the more people will come to understand that Christ has come to give us love and to give us light and to give us life. Amen.